This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah, الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد مفتاح باب رحمة الله. عدد ما في علمي لا صراطا وسلاما دائمين بدوام ملك الله. وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. الحمد لله. What a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be gifted the greatest gift of all, which is the gift of Iman. To have absolute certainty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is real and that He is our Khalik, He is our Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala. He originated us, He brought us into existence subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He blessed us to come at the very end of time and to be followers of the best of all creation, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam, the Imam of the Anbiya and the Mursaleen. What a blessing from him subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a blessing, no matter how much it is that we give thanks for it, never ever truly will we ever show the gratitude that he deserves subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great blessing. And when someone is blessed to travel to the lands where there are Muslims, whether it's a Muslim country or whether there are Muslims living as a minority in a predominantly non-Muslim country, one starts to see the traces of these blessed words that we've heard, the spreading of the light of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 1400 years later, and this light is still as strong as it ever was from the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is widespread, and in fact, everywhere it is that you look, that you see continual rebirths of this blessed light of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And our Lord tabaraka wa ta'ala told us about this in his book. No matter what it is that people try to do, you can never erase the light of Islam. No matter how much people try, no matter whatever it is that they say, no matter whatever it is that they do, the reality is, as he himself has stated, tabaraka wa ta'ala, yuridun liyutfiyu nurallah bi afwahim, is that they want to extinguish the light of Allah with their mouths, with the things it is that they say. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is going to complete his light. And the Mufassirin say, what does it mean for Allah ta'ala? Yani mutimmu nuri ay mudhir. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is going to manifest this light as he wants to manifest it, tabaraka wa ta'ala, spanning different centuries, and alhamdulillah, 1400 years later, and this light is still shining. The Abd al-Fakir was blessed to visit several Muslim communities in the country of India. And you see, it's an example of how strong this light is. Places that people might not know of, that people that names that they might not have heard of, but the light of Islam is strong. And in some of these places, they don't just have 20 or 30 students like we have here. They have thousands upon thousands of students. Thousands upon thousands of students. And on one occasion, they gathered for us about, in this one place, that only 2% of their students, and 2% of their students was a gathering of about 1,000 people. And almost all of them were young. And they had just as many girl students who weren't present there. We were just addressing the young boys and the young men. And they only could bring what they could from their 30,000 plus students that are in their various schools on their 7 campuses. And just this is just one organization under one particular teacher, and there's many, many others. And what came to this Abd al-Fakir's heart is that who would have thought that 400 plus years ago, when that company was established and really those political objectives behind it to dominate those people and everything that led to the raping and ravaging of those lands, who would have thought, and certainly those who colonized those countries, did not think that 400 plus years later, after everything had happened, is that this is still very much alive in this very moment. Very much alive. Thousands upon thousands of students studying the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Still to this day, memorizing the book of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, memorizing the statements of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, worshipping as our Prophet taught us to worship, and we know that we pray as he taught us to pray. When we follow the sunnah, it's as if they were following the one who was right before our eyes because of the blessing of this transmission. Who would have thought that this would have remained after everything that happened and all of the various attempts to quell this, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this is his deen, that this would still be present in this way. But this does not come haphazardly. This came at the hands of people who worked extremely hard, day in and day out. And one of these blessed individuals by the name of Sheikh Abu Bakr Ahmed, who was the Mufti of India, and he is the Grand Sheikh of this particular region. He is someone who has been serving this deen for decades. He is someone that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has brought great tajdeed and amazing renewal on his hands. In several generations after him, still to this day, he's affecting people. And on one of our trips, we had to travel from one place to another in Kerala, and it took us about 4.5 hours. And some of these roads that weren't these nice, comfortable highways and interstates that we have. And oftentimes you're in small back roads and people driving not like we're used to here. And a lot of bumps in the roads, and the roads weren't even in the best of condition. By the time that we were about to arrive, that I looked at Matic and asked him to look into, well, see, maybe we should just take the train back. And then once we got there, I asked him, I said, Sheikh Abu Bakr Ahmed, who they say is 90 years old, I said, does he travel on these same roads? And they said, all the time. I said, he spends his life traveling on these roads, 5 or 6 different gatherings to this day in different areas, in different cities, sometimes 2, 3, 4, 5 hour drives. And I said, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Is that one time going this distance that you start to find other ways to have more comfort? These are people that have been doing it for decades. He's 90 years old and he's still active. He needs people to help him stand up and deliver speeches and to help him walk up to the stage. And he's still traveling hour-long distances in service of this deen. What a blessing to have people like this. These are the people that our Prophet ﷺ referred to when he said, "Is that يَحْمِلُ هَذَا الْعِلْمُ مِنْ كُلِّ خَلَفٍ عُدُولُ," is that this knowledge will be carried in every generation after him ﷺ by the udul of that generation, the upright people who are completely devoted to this deen. They will always be there. لَا تَزَلْ طَائِفَةٌ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. There will always remain a group of my ummah that are outwardly manifesting the truth. These people will all be there. And these are the people that have internalized what it means to understand the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And if you look at the history of this blessed place, it wasn't always like this. And in fact, they trace it back to this very special mosque, which they call the Ponani Mosque. And in it, you find right next to it buried a very special person, the grandfather of one of the great texts of the Shafi school, Fath al-Mu'in, whose name was Imam Zain al-Din bin Ali al-Milyabari. He's the grandfather of the author of the text of Fath al-Mu'in. And they say that he was one of the first ones, he said he was actually the first one in this region to go study the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he brought back these teachings, and this is now about 550 years ago that he did this. And he's the one who sent his grandson to go study with Sheikh Ibn Hajar, the famous Sheikh Ibn Hajar al-Haytami, and he learned directly from him. And they say is that when his grandson's also name is Zain al-Din, Imam Zain al-Din bin Abd al-Aziz bin Zain al-Din bin Ali al-Milyabari. He was accompanied by his sheikh after studying him for an extensive period of time in the blessed city of Mecca al-Mukarram. And he came back with him all the way to this blessed place. And this mosque still exists. And in fact, that they say that there's a blessed rock that Sheikh Ibn Hajar himself put. And this in the middle of this mosque where the graduations of the various schools take place in this mosque to this day. And 550 years passed, and from the blessing of those first individuals who sought knowledge of this religion, is that you're seeing all of these traces. The results of the work that someone is doing might not appear in the first 2 or 3 years that they do the work.
nor even the first 5 or maybe even 10 years. It might even only really become clear long, long after they return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why that we can't be connected. We have to be detached from the results of our work. Is that whether that we're able to affect one person or 1,000 people or 10,000 people, it's about being principled and being detached and doing things because we know that our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He wants us to do them. But if you think about the blessing here, one of the meanings of this is that this shows us the importance of ilm. This shows us the importance of studying this deen and learning our religion correctly. These individuals learned from masters and they took this knowledge back to the places that they were from. And then they spent their time teaching and they spent their time further studying and they spent their time going out to the people to teach them the realities of their deen. And then look at the athar and the traces and the effects that this happens, that has in the long term from the blessing of what these blessed people did, such that you see this incredible manifestation of the preservation of this deen. And this is something that strengthens your iman. To see firsthand right before your eyes. And this is just one of many places in the Muslim world that is like this. The vast majority of these places we're not aware of. You might hear a story here or there, but if you would travel far and wide, is that this exists all throughout the Muslim world and where you find Muslims living that have traditions, i.e., is that they have a chain of transmission back to that early generation from the great scholars who came before them, back to our Prophet himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then what this does is this renews your himmah. This renews your spiritual aspiration. Because it becomes clear then what exactly that it is that we have to do in these lands in which we live. And then even though we might think now that Muslims are only a small percentage of the overall population, maybe something like 3%, is that it's not going to be like that forever. We have to lay the foundations and do what it is that we can. But the key to all of that is the light of knowledge that comes from studying his book, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from studying the sunnah of our messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then all of the sciences that are derived from the Quran and the sunnah. This brings the heart to life, and this enables an individual to be able to make a real, long-lasting contribution about which our Lord says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعَ النَّاسَ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. As for that which benefits people, it will remain here on earth. And nothing is more beneficial than what our Lord and our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have told us is beneficial. This is the epitome of what it is, of anything that is beneficial. And alhamdulillah that this is able, we're able to receive this and it's accessible. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq in this affair and that may we live to see the day. And we hope that the fruits come that in the short term before the long term is where this deen is transmitted, not just in one or two locations or three or four locations in these lands in which we live, but is that we want this to be a place where there are hundreds and thousands of scholars that have learned this deen and that are imparting that knowledge just as we see today in this blessed province and these other places in India. It's the same, is that there are literally thousands upon thousands of students of knowledge, almost to the extent where we're looking at ourselves like, do young people here do anything else? Because they wear certain types of clothing that indicate that they're students of knowledge. It's like, do young people here do anything else? There were so many of these people. And thousands of ulama, of scholars, that have studied this deen and are contributing to society. And this is one of the very blessed things that you see there, is that they are integrated at every single level of society. It's not that they're just studying in their corners and in their silos. They are integrated at every single level of society. They have water treatment facilities so they can provide pure water to their neighbors. They have entire buildings where they house 4,000 plus orphans. And this is just one project that we saw. They have schools where people learn different types of vocations and technology. They have law schools. And these are all under the banner of these great shuyukh and a long list of other things as well, integrated at every single level because they're in the service of their people. And they're in the service of their people, even if they don't believe the same as them. And as a result, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them beacons of light, and people start to, through them, come to know the realities of the deen of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May we be like that, where our being itself, people come to know the truth of this religion. And then inshallah ta'ala, before we it is that we even say anything, and then that our words inshallah confirm what it is that our state is already calling to. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.